There's a Dilbert live-action movie coming
It's okay.
Up.
What?
What?
Wait, wait, say that again. Say that again.
The Dilbert live-action movie.
Okay, okay. What? Now, for good measure, say it again so I make sure you're speaking English.
Why?
And I'm not on LSD, that's it.
LCD.
So it's going to be like The Office.
I want LCD. I'm eating LCD monitors. All.
Keep those kids off the liquid crystal.
Okay, Harry Potter filmmaker Chris Columbus has snapped up the film rights to Dilbert, the popular comic book strip by Scott Adams, and is considering it as one of his next directing gigs.
You know, it did have a failed animation series. I'm not sure right now would be the best time to go for a movie on it.
WB to produce the Dilbert movie.
They need to hire Drew Carey.
Yes.
He'd be great.
Yes.
I would pay to see it now. Thank you.
That would be beautiful. Drew Carey. Dilbert.
Ah! This would be great material if we were on live right now.
But we aren't.
I think Bartman's trying to send us hints.
Well, I was kind of waiting on people to get their tea.
I've been... my tea is gone!
Are you topped off on tea now?
I'm running out of tea, and I'm gonna contain myself with pee in a few seconds, so let's get started.
I have Gatorade, so screw you all.
Dehydration.
Go suck a Gator.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
No one cares, let's get started!
Yeah.
No, Kulak, we have to know what you're drinking.
Pepsi! What else would I be drinking?
Coke! You blasphemer!
No!
How dare you!
Never!
You caffeine freaks.
Pump it in my veins!
Just suck it in my veins!
Alright.
I told you my caffeine?
Oh. In 10. 9.
10. Welcome to the Mooncast! It's March 2nd, 2007. I'm Kulak, and with me tonight, unfortunately, Knight had to be out today because he's got a... What?
What? I'm right here.
What?
What? How can this be?
Okay, I guess everyone's here then. But
I'm sorry, Taj. You'll have to sit out.
He won't fit in the cast, you know that. All that talk of secret
rings. I'll stay on the ceiling.
Driving mad. So we got down the list. We got Bart, Blaze, H-Hog, Knight, Shuku's recording, Seth, and is there any? Well, there's me, of course, and I think that's about it, right? Who cares? No one's important.
Yeah.
All right.
Zip long. Big show ever.
We're zipping. We're going to do a quick show. First off, distraction. Knight, how about you go first this time?
Oh, I'm starting first. Okay. Well, as some of you know, I've currently got an Xbox 360. And mostly I've been playing the Sonic game for it. And I like it, so screw all your opinions. So.
Please hold objections until the end.
I also got Halo and... 99.
No,
so.
No, no, you have to explain why you like the Sonic game.
Oh. So I like the Shadow game. There you go. So,
and.
So, I just like it.
There was something about Silver I heard, too.
And Silver's game is alright. It's not as bad as some people say it is.
I think he took a dig at you, Kulak.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said, I think he took a dig at you. It's not as bad as some people say.
Yeah,
some people. Some people who will
like know. The sane. Or the people who like video games or don't like to be raped.
Hey.
Still your puzzle.
I was still able to keep my purity during this, so I wasn't raped.
Have you checked? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Sometimes it comes in the night in the form of microtransactions.
Oh, Jesus.
Leah, look at the time, Mitch.
All right, and
just
you said you
image of a CD coming in his room at night. And, oh God! Oh, no,
it's isn't that Johnny Turbo?
That's why he was trying to warn us against Faker.
It's not even.
Poor Robin.
Hey, leave Robin out of this. Okay.
Does it have the arcade feel?
Okay.
Oh my wee
boy. All right. 99 nights, you said, also? How do you like that?
Well, all you do is run around and kill people, and that's why I love it.
Are you much of a fan of the Dynasty Warriors type of play?
I've actually never played that game, I hate to say. I've never been able to find it, I guess.
It's an obscure little series that's never available. Sorry. Please continue.
Well, I haven't really played much into it. I've mostly been playing around trying to get Media Center to finally work on it. I was able to last night by finding a program called Transcode 360. What that basically does is it, I'm not sure how exactly. I didn't bother to even read how it works, but...
I think it, like, pre-codes, like, the movie files into a format that can stream to the 360.
Yeah.
It never works for me.
It takes a long time.
Not really. It took me like about just installed it, started it up, worked all right. Takes like 5 seconds or so to do so, and I'm watching either Busa Rankin or One Piece on the 360. Thing is, my TV's... I don't know if it's my TV or the way fan subbers do it, but I can never read... Most shows, I can't read the subtitles on the TV.
It's got like an overscan problem, doesn't it? Where it kind of goes off the screen a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you can mess with that in the settings.
I looked all over in there. I wasn't able to... haven't been able to find it so far. But.
Well, why don't you do the 360 settings itself or the Media Center?
Yeah, I probably could look around. I didn't bother to look around that, but... Probably should have
a pain. Is there another 360 game you mentioned, or...?
Yeah, Sneaking. I only got a little bit on that. It's weird as hell. I think we already discussed that one in an earlier cast. And I also got Halo, but I just got that a few hours ago, so I haven't played it yet.
It's good.
Yes, I keep hearing that.
You shoot
especially
Halo?
From the box.
Halo? I've never heard of this game before.
It's the make shooty game. Actually, I've heard it really scales up nicely on the 360. Like, they didn't quite do a normal... Since, you know, already 360 backwards compatibility is kind of, like, patchy and dodgy and stuff, they went ahead and, like, made it so it, like, upscales and it does all this extra anti-aliasing and stuff, apparently. It looks really nice.
And there's also been two other games I've been playing. Zuna for DS and Sonic and the Secret Rings, which I'll probably be going into later.
How's the Zuna? I heard...
Zuna's kind of like a turn-based Zelda, but it's just really, really hard to play.
I heard people compared it to Mystery Dungeon, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. Or
well, actually, I find it a little bit more funner than that.
Oh, it's actually, that's the Legend of the Unemployed Ninja thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a roguelike, okay.
All you do is just walk around dungeons and either get horribly beaten by monsters tougher than you, or you're lucky if you end up finding something weaker and you kill that. I was able to get up to level 22 until for some reason my game corrupted and I had to start all over.
Ooh.
Unpleasant.
Didn't take long to get to that level, though. Takes incredibly short amount of time to get up the levels for some reason. What helps is that if you walk, you regain your health, so...
Yeah, that happened in Mystery Dungeon, too.
I've never really played that, so... I can never understand how to, actually.
You get to be Pokemons, of course you want to play it. You know you do.
Pokemon.
One day, and I was a Pokemon.
I had to use a fact just to make sure I could be Meowth. Because you have to, like, answer these questions at the beginning, and it's totally obscure how you get it, so...
I was Totodile.
I played a little bit. I got Charmander, luckily. Charmander's awesome. Screw ya.
Charmander, Char!
Charmander ain't bad.
That's wrong.
He's classic. He's classic.
That's right.
Alright, how about you then, Ajog?
Me? Well, I've been tripping around in excitement.
You're a little quiet, sorry, man.
Oh. How's
this? Pump up the jam.
Pump up the car, yeah, pump up the car. Here we go.
Again, Skype hates us. No.
You're getting quieter, actually.
No, you're getting quieter. Hello? Hello? You're supposed to step towards the mic, not away.
Hello?
Hello? Eat it. Eat the mic. Fading.
Desperate battle.
Head toward the light, Ajog. Head toward the light.
How's this?
It's still kind of quiet. You were fine earlier. What the heck happened?
I don't know.
Skype hates the Dutch.
Yeah. Skype hates everyone. There. Is that better?
No.
No, not really.
Doesn't change anything, actually.
This is terrible.
Blanco.
Sounds like the microphone's behind a desk or something.
Yeah, we tested it earlier.
This before the cast started, so we hate it when this stuff happens mid-cast, and I either have to edit it out, or we just grin and bear through it. Holy crap, bears.
Bear is driving? How can this be?
I still don't know why I don't have that on DVD.
Clerks?
The animated series.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of funny. It's only 6 episodes long, but it's funny.
Well, they screwed up even. They, like, aired, like, the second episode as the first episode or something like that.
And then the fourth one.
Yeah. And
that was
they didn't air. Haruhi Order.
Why are we walking like this?
Okay. Angel?
Is this better?
Woo! It's a little buzzy.
Yeah, we can hear a
buzzy.
Hum.
Damn it.
It's being attacked by the internet bees.
It'll be fine.
Dun dun dun!
We have bees on the internet now?
Oh, I love bees.
I love bees.
Damn it! Before I can
do something else. I'm gonna see if I can.
What is your distraction? This microphone.
It's kept me entertained for hours.
Depending on your definition of the word entertained.
Why the hell didn't I just send that? Okay. We so don't need that.
Sorry.
Bees scare me. I have a phobia of bees.
So do I, actually. I used to have a phobia of spiders until I found out you could squish them before they bite you.
But bees are fast. They're like, wah, and you're like, no!
I don't fear bees. I fear wasps. Wasps are bastards.
Yeah, down here, at least here in the south, for me, it's wasps.
Yeah. If you get a red wasp, you just look away. And you hope that him and his mobster friends don't come and, like...
Forget wasps. If you have to ever deal with hornets, oh my god.
Hornets are bad, too. We have hornets, too.
They're like tanks. They're like little flying tanks. And you're like, oh, shit. And they remember you.
Well, see, when I say bees, I mean all flying insects with yellow and black. Because I don't think I've actually seen, like, honeybees up here, but... We have yellow jackets, and we have wasps, and it's just like, nah.
How's this?
Now, black wasps, dirt dobblers, those guys are cool. They're like, yeah, we don't really care what you do.
Have you ever heard about wood bees, too? You can get them into boring into wood posts, and they live there.
I think I had that this summer. Right outside the door out here.
That really sucked for a pirate.
Hey, are we casting, or are we still waiting for H to fix this thing? I'm not even sure anymore, because we're just talking about bloody bees!
We can cast about bees. You're audible, but you're still quiet.
And kind of echoey. Sounds like you're talking inside of a coffee can.
They're going to berate us on the forums. You know that,
how's
right?
This? Holy shit!
Hey, oh, oh, it's Aatrox.
Did you find the mic okay. Finally?
Yeah. Apparently.
Right, so let's actually toilets? Start the cast.
Right, okay, please tell us your distraction.
Okay, well, for starters, I've been tricking around an Excite truck. It's, I like the game. It's they managed to mix Excite Bike's focus on jump stunning pretty well with the whole truck racing concept. You can earn stars by air hang time tricks, closely passing trees in quick succession, and smashing into other drivers, and multi-track drifting. Mm-hmm. Which, it's a pretty good game. Has anyone else played it?
I played it. I love it.
It was the first game I played on when the Wii's had demo units in GameStop stores. Oh. To this day, I still say I wish I got this instead of Rayman.
Yeah,
it's so a better game. Even if it is only two players, it's a better deal.
I played the two player, and it's actually not. The two player isn't very good. They really should have had some sort of LAN setup or something like that, because it doesn't quite work right. The frame rates or something tugging in your view is kind of cut down.
Yeah, I agree.
But
it works, but it's not really cutting.
It's not really that great, no. But I like it a lot. I thought. At first you're like, this is so shallow, I'm going to be bored of this in 5 minutes. And you do get bored of it in 5 minutes at first. Then you get back to it and you realize it's kind of this addicting little arcade thing. And just you keep building on getting better and better and better at it. And it just gets more extreme. And you're launching things off these jumps and doing super jumps. And you're always on fire. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's
getting hard to discern good fire from bad fire at times. As Hail Nekoyasha already said on DeviantArt, but oh well.
The feature to put MP3s into the game? You know,
yeah.
The soundtrack?
I really like that.
What'd you replace it with?
I don't really have the list on hand right now, but I've basically been just downloading a lot of truck driving songs, basically.
Convoy. Very true.
Are you going to roll this truck in convoy?
Let's see, there's like...
CBGI.
Convoy.
That ain't my truck.
Sorry.
Driving a truck with your high heels on? Got that one?
No, I don't.
His rig is northward bound. It's time to put the hammer down. Just watching his mouth go flying by.
Just record a Ford commercial, you'll get it.
Okay, that's a good one.
Like a rock.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Oh, no. Alright. What else is there? I think you told me to talk about New Zealand Story.
Zealand Story Revolution, yes.
For
the DS, New Zealand Story Revolution. For those who haven't played the original, the game's about a Kiwi whose friends have been kidnapped by a leopard seal to be sold on the black market, apparently. It's been a long time since...
Kiwis.
In the original they would have been eaten, but I guess Nintendo just didn't really found that.
They approve of slavery more than they do violence.
Apparently, yeah.
Hey, that's my line.
I stole it well.
Slave labor.
Spoiled again!
Funga. Well, it's been a long time since I've played the original, and it might be because I've gotten better at gaming in general since then, but compared to the 8-bit original, which I found very hard, the difficulty of this version is toned down massively, mostly due to the save function, the ability to dash, double jump, and the entirely un-Kiwi-esque act of flying. Yeah.
Kiwis don't fly.
Sacrilege. Such a pigeon.
Yeah, he is. You can also aim your shots with the shoulder buttons, and you can peck into the ground at certain unusual spots to uproot items.
Is it a new game, or is it just like an old game with these things tacked on?
Like I said, it's been a while since I've played the original, but I do think they've tweaked the levels a lot. Basically it's just the same old game with lots of new stuff, yeah. There's, the original game had
warp zones as well, which allowed you to skip as much as two or three levels in a row, both ahead and in reverse. Well, the touchscreen has been propped in as well a bit, which is, in my opinion, a bit of a mixed bag. I mean, there's several different situations where using the touchscreen is needed to proceed. So, like, you're gonna turn a lever to open the door or keep balance on a tightrope. And there's even a bit of a mini game where where the regular action takes place on both screens at once, and you have to find a place in the level where the background differs a bit between the two screens and poke it to make a warp appear. Which is very exciting.
That sounds well thought out and detailed.
So exciting, yeah. In fact, that Namco's basing a whole game off that concept, actually.
Well, they already released in Japan, really? And they're kind of doing a new version in the U.S.
Okay.
Featuring Namco stars like Klonoa.
And Tekken and more Klonoa.
And Pac-Man.
Pac-Man, yeah, I can't forget.
Reiko.
And
not Reiko.
Tekken. And Soul Calibur. Tekken.
As long as we get some form of Yoshi.
Tekken? No, Token.
Let's see. Well, the music's all variations of the same theme song, which is okay, I guess. And apparently, when you clear the game, you unlock an expert mode, which I've just done moments ago.
You seem to clear it very quickly. You got to the final boss, and you were just like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah, well, I've been playing it for the past week or so already, but yeah.
Huh.
Well, obviously I haven't touched expert mode yet, but I hope it's more difficult than the original, because this was pretty easy. Finally I've bought Lupin the Third box set movie pack. I've watched the first one, A Voyage to Danger, and, well, that's about it. That's my 3 weeks in a nutshell.
Did you watch it subtitled or dubbed?
I usually watch it subtitled.
It's actually a very different show depending on who you watch, you know, subtitled versus dubbed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I think Funny does, like, a good job with, like, scripting a show, but I'm not so sure they write stuff that's really close to the original. Was this Funimation or is this someone else?
I think this is Funimation, yeah. Mm. Yes, it is. It is, yeah. Well, I haven't really listened to the dubs yet because I've only bought the box set like yesterday, or no, day before yesterday, so. Yeah. Haven't really had much time to check it out yet.
Alright. Is that it then?
Let's see, it includes Voyage to Danger, Dragon of Doom, The Pursuit of Haramau's Treasure, The Secret of Twilight Gemini, and Dead or Alive. That's about it.
Does it include Bouncing? Oh, not that, Dead or Alive.
No. It would be the perfect movie for Lupin, but not for us. God.
I fire of him watching people.
Oh. Okay, well, that's about it.
The pun was right there. We had to go for it. Okay, Bartman, please regale us with your exploits.
Right, I'll try to zip through all this as much as I can, because I got stacks of games here I need to talk about. And first, ooh, I'll talk about what I've been watching on DVD. King of the Hill, Seasons 4 and 5. And gosh, their stupid double-sided DVD things are really stupid.
I hate those.
Aren't they? Yeah, I hate that.
And there are no extras to speak of on either of the sets, which is just as dumb.
Yeah.
It's still a slightly entertaining series, since
do they have no commentaries or anything like that at all?
No commentaries, no still galleries, nothing. Just
you know, those are hard to do. You have to, like, get people in there and watch a show and talk about it for a couple minutes. And the stills gallery, you have to take pictures from the show and then put them in there.
What's even sad is that a lot of the people from The Simpsons are working on King of the Hill, such as Greg Daniels, the co-creator of King of the Hill, which is just sad. I mean, he's on every episode he's worked on The Simpsons, why not here? It sucks. Alright, so on to the games. In the order of what I've been playing is Wii Play. I got it because I could get a free remote, and it was the fourth one, so I thought, why not?
Okay. Do you like
Wii Play?
It's okay. Some of the games are hit and miss. I don't like the fact that it's only up to two players, and
What?
Yeah, it's only up to two players.
Seems like there's a big stumble though.
That, wow, that sucks.
That's pretty crap. If we sports can do it, why can't we play?
Why not? It's called taking the money. Suck it.
Damn. Harsh.
Ours now.
Alright. Try to go through all these games. Shooting range is okay, although it's kind of short because it's there's only like five different stages, and obviously
Duck Hunt.
People keep talking about. There's hardly anything Duck Hunt about it. You get the ducks, that's it. But they only pop up every once in a while, and they give you bonus points.
Quack.
There's no laughing dog, so that's kind of sad.
You shot a few times.
The very last level has it where you have to shoot these UFOs down, and it looks kind of embarrassing when my Mii character runs around like a retard.
Yeah, but it does include your Miis in that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, alright. Yeah, most of them do, don't they? I'm sorry.
I can poke them in the nuts. Find Mii is okay, except I keep getting stuck on level 7, where they're walking around on a road. Sorry. They keep walking down a road, and you have to find two of them, but some they're usually off-screen or something.
Okay.
Ew. Table tennis. It's there. Don't care. Pose Mii is kind of interesting. Yeah, I think it's kind of disorienting. You have to tap the A or B buttons to change your character's pose, and it looks humiliating for some reason. You have to twist the remote to match with the bubbles, and it's kind of an interesting puzzle game, but it doesn't really work so well in two-player, personally. Because the game ends not because if you get to a certain amount of points, it's because that if it touches the bottom screen, then you lose, like, a hit or whatever, and if you make him fall 3 times, then it's over.
That's weak. Hmm.
Laser hockey, I thought was okay. It may be a little bit sensitive, but some bits and pieces about it are kind of cool. Like, if you turn the remote halfway around, you can catch the ball without it bouncing all over the place frantically. And that adds a little bit of strategy to it, personally. And I just read in the instruction book that I can change it to a very small circle. Which is... I hate it when they do that. Billiards is probably the only reason to get it. Since, it's pool.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's only for 2 players. But...
yeah.
It's still got some pretty decent physics and stuff like that to make it feel, accurate. But you have to keep... What's up?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm not done. I mean, you can go on.
I was just going to say, it's so hard to make 4-player pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Please continue.
That's all right. I'm pretty much done here. If you're going to get Wii Play, it's definitely for the billiards. Fishing, okay. Same thing as table tennis. Nobody cares, and it's really boring.
I mean, it's not like the Zelda Twilight Princess?
Oh, it's nothing like it. It's just...
I was going to say that.
You just hold the remote down, and if one of the fish catches it, you yank up. And if you catch, like, the hot spot fish or whatever, then you get double points or whatever.
Wow.
It's not exciting.
I think there's a minigame like that in Sonic and the Secret Rings.
There is. And we'll get to that. Charge, where you ride the bowl thing. And you hold the remote sideways. It's okay, except for some reason my cow seems to try to slow himself down. It's kind of fun, but I don't know why people keep saying that the 2-player mode is a race mode, because it's not. It's just whoever gets the most points wins.
Okay.
Finally, tanks. It's a pretty decent little minigame thing. I mean, it's obvious. It's so different from the others, which makes you kind of feel it doesn't match with the others.
It needs a nunchuck even, doesn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't have to, but it's easier to play with a nunchuck. Basically, you aim on the screen where you want your tank to fire at, and then use a D-pad to move. Or if you have the nunchuck, you can use that and have analog movement at the same time. But other than that, Wii Play is definitely worth the $10. Although, like Crackdown, you're just getting it for the remote. Halo 3 beta, whatever.
Okay.
Somebody is watching TV during my distraction.
And they shouldn't be.
Shut.
Muted.
We need your undivided attention, thank you.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
The listeners deserve it.
Alright, second game. Look out. Sonic and the Secret Rings. Talk about it later. Next game. Yes. Look out. Mario vs. Donkey Kong 2. Nobody makes levels for these anymore, and it's kind of disappointing. Next game. Look out. Whoops. Hotel Dust, room 215. I got up to chapter 6, and it's a little easier to get into than Trace Memory for some reason.
Oh, okay.
I think some of the puzzles are kind of easy, but at the same time, I'm kind of thankful for it. There's only a few that I got stumped on, I probably shouldn't spoil it, but it's like you have to use the touchscreen to move two objects at once.
Uh-huh.
And it's a trick, because basically you have to... Well, it pretends that you're putting both fingers on this touchscreen, except really the pointer is acting like it's in the middle of them and stuff like that. That's really weird.
Yeah, it's how touchscreen can actually do it. I think people get stuck on that one. I think it's all like the mirror thing and like the original Trace Memory stuff like that, or you have to close the DS.
Yeah.
Halfway, yeah.
Oh, puzzles like that are in Hotel Dusk. Don't worry about that.
Oh, well. I wouldn't be disappointed.
Next game, let's go. Mario Hoops 3-on-3, because for some reason I got influenced to play that from Mario Strikers, which I was playing at the store, but who cares about that?
Okay.
Mario Hoops, it's okay. It's a fun game when the controls work. When you're under a little bit of stress and you're trying to, you know, be accurate, it's a little hard to do. I still want to play a two-player against somebody, but, you know, nobody will. I mean, nobody has it. So
I was thinking of getting it, but, yeah.
I think the game is short, for one thing. In fact, I only started playing this again just to get gold trophies in the hard mode things.
Do you have, like, the unlock? Are they unlocked in the start with, like, the Moogle and stuff like that?
Yeah, I got all the characters and all the stages in the minigame thing and the different basketball courts.
You used actual replay, didn't you?
No.
Nah.
I don't think that... Well, yeah, it does, but I didn't do that. I just... Like, for, like, the first thing, you have to play a certain stage at a certain time of the day, and I just set the DS's clock.
Cheater!
You have to play a stage at a certain type of day?
Yeah.
Why?
So you can get a sunset beach, because it's in the afternoon.
That's a little silly. But, okay.
But you know what? It's just how it is. So.
Well, at least it's not like you have to play it on a specific day like some games, you know? To play it on March 1st at 9:42 p.m.
Because that's what everybody can do on their free time. Alright, so, last console game, well, not really, but Sega Soccer Slam, which is basically it's better than Mario Strikers, personally. I mean, at least I can get, it has a little bit more depth to it, is probably what I should be saying. And your teammates aren't all the same Toads or Koopa Troopers and stuff like that, and it's so well animated, and so, it's so great.
Okay.
Why?
What system was that, Sega Soccer Slam?
Yeah, this game.
Didn't they make, an Xbox or PS2 port as well?
Yeah, there's Xbox and PlayStation 2 ports. Avoid PS2 version if possible.
Okay.
Actually, not even if possible. Just do it.
Alright.
Either get the GameCube or Xbox versions, because those are clearly the better versions, and they play better and stuff like that.
Okay.
And
I think I have played that one, but I'm not really much of a soccer fan, so...
Yeah. But it's really it's sort of cartoony, but it's also mostly realistic, even though there's no out-of-bounds stuff like that. And, of course, it's got a great announcer to accompany the game, so that's always a plus for soccer
games. I remember that, yeah.
Got off! And then games for my virtual console. I got Kid Icarus, and it was really hard. I can't really get past, like, the third stage now.
I've heard you got like level up like crazy in level 1.
I can't suck at it. Me too.
How far did you get, Knight?
I haven't gotten past the first level. I suck at it.
Neither have I. So I can shake your hand there. Neither have
I. I have a feeling when I buy this thing, and I am going to buy it, I'm just going to hate it. And I'm like, why does everyone want Kid Icarus back? It sucks.
Yeah. I'm sure if it had better controls, it would probably be a better game.
How about Kirby's Adventure with it, so it all evens out?
I can't get it, because I've already got Nightmare of Dreamland, which is the remake of Kirby's Adventure. And it's four-player cooperative, and
I don't have
nobody to play with. Let's see, next game. Look out. Super Castlevania 4. I was on the last level from the since the last cast that people brought it up, and I didn't realize it for some reason.
Okay.
That last level bit is so incredibly annoying because there are spikes at the top and it's being covered by the HUD, and I just immediately die. My dead body floats in the air.
Fun times.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Okay, next game. Bonanza Brothers. $8 worth of 8 minutes. Which I didn't realize.
Yeah.
You play as two little robber guys, and they have to rob the place in a certain amount of time, and avoid the little cops and chef, plate-tossing chefs and stuff like that, and the little dogs. It's okay, but I played it on the Sega Channel when I was a kid, and I thought, this is great, I gotta own it. And now...
Now you do.
I got to the last stage, where I last left off, and that's done.
That's great that they were gonna include it in the Sonic Gems, and they did in the Japanese version, and they took it right out of the US version. It's like, can't even figure out why.
It really doesn't make sense, because it's also rated E for everyone.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I also got Streets of Rage, even though I still have it on my Sega Genesis, and I was playing it on my little black and white TV. How much sense does that make, kids? Just convenience. So, next game, Comic Zone. Why did I buy this?
Because it's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's a good game.
It's decent, but probably not worth $8. I mean, I was getting stuck on the second episode with the boss. But once when I finally beat him, I realized I just blown through about 75% of the game. So,
well, it gets harder at later levels.
Yeah.
I think it was like four levels total, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
And there's two endings as well.
Yeah. Whether you hit the right switch.
Indeed. Now, actually, you have to defeat the boss in time before something happens. I don't know if I can spoil it.
Oh, well. Last game on my agenda. New Adventure Island. I have nothing to say about it. Well, maybe I do.
Chirp.
It's a decent platformer. I mean, it's got a cute little idea, except I'm a little annoyed how the main character grabs his crotch or something every time he beats the level.
Oh!
He gives you a thumbs up while he's doing it, too.
Who's bad?
It's so Master cheap. Higgins, everyone.
Michael Higgins.
Higgins.
Is that it, then?
I guess that's it. That's all my games and stuff that I've been watching, playing in the past 3 weeks. I'm done. Let's go. Bye-bye.
Thank God.
That was even longer than mine, I think.
Sorry.
Blaze.
Well, I finally got my Xbox 360. Wait, did I mention that last cast? That I got my Xbox 360 back?
Who cares?
I'm not sure.
It's been 3 weeks. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks, but I don't know if I've had it for 3 weeks. It doesn't feel like 3 weeks.
No,
it
doesn't matter.
I got my 360 back. It's a completely different 360 with a different serial number and everything. But that's okay. I think it's starting to mess up again, but it might not be. I don't know. I have to wait and see what it does. Since then, I've been pretty much been playing the 360 exclusively just because it's like right here, you know, a couple feet away from me. So, Sonic, Sneak King, Pocket Bike Racer, Big Bumpin', Ninja Gaiden, Halo 2, Burnout 3. Yeah, that's pretty much been my gaming playlist for the last, I don't know, 2 weeks. Oh, and they sent me a free game with it because kind of, you know, I asked for one. And they sent me Project Gotham Racing 3, which is pretty good. I've been looking for a racing game for kind of a long time now, and when I bought, what was it, Forza? Forza's not here, but when I bought Forza, Forza's too hard for me. It's very sim-like. Project Gotham 3 Racing isn't, so I've been enjoying that a lot more. It kind of makes me feel like a car collector, even though I'm not, because, I don't know, just the whole act of buying a car because I like the way it looks, it kind of makes me feel like I know what I'm talking about.
When we all know better.
Here's my Cadillac car from the 80s.
So yeah, that's pretty much been it for me.
Oh, well.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No special insights or...
Well, not really.
Okay. Okay. Steph has to go last, so I will go next. I have... What have I been playing? Secret Rings, which I can't talk about in a second. We will talk about that later. If we ever get there. As long as we don't redo Bartman's bit again.
Sure!
Because of all the talk about Shivering Isles, I've gone back to Oblivion, and I started to work on that a little bit further. I finally got out of the spot where I was, like, dead stuck, which... what happened is I went too early into one of those, like... There's, like, these hell towers or gates in Oblivion, I'm sorry. And they're lengthy battles, and they're not exactly friendly territory.
No, they're not.
And I went there a little too early, and even though the game scales, depending on how, you know, strong or weak you are, it still was just a little bit much at that time, but I still finally got through it.
Well, what were you?
What do you mean?
Like, what was your class?
I can't tell you. It was probably a thief or something, who knows.
Oh.
Or a paladin, or I don't freaking know. It's one of those little average-y classes.
Dude with a sword.
Dude with a sword who can do something slightly quicker than the others.
I like shooting. Okay.
But I played that a little bit, and I got onto this bit, and... Spoiler, I don't know. It's...
Scene missing.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like, how do you say how far you are without giving away things? But basically, I ended up... The Blades offered for me to join, so I joined them. I heard you probably shouldn't if you want to do some things later on, but I'm just like, I'm weak and this is my first playthrough, and I'm like, I'm just going to have that little security net for now and stick with the good guys. But I haven't played that much. I've been even playing Secret Rings. I did just buy the Captain N DVD set.
I'm still waiting for mine to come in, but that won't until Sonic Saturday morning version comes out.
Mega awesome!
So I get my $7 discount for both and free shipping and no tax. Go ahead.
When does the Sonic thing come out?
Wait, March 28th. Even though there's already a review of it on IGN. Be wary when...
It always sucked. It always sucks every year. It's Sonic. It's gotta suck. Anyway.
Yeah. IGN.
Anyway.
The end.
Captain N. The box is... It calls it the complete series, but it's weird. I'm looking at it, and it's like... I'm not sure... I mean, I can't specifically remember, but I thought there was a third season. Maybe it was called, like, Captain N and Super Mario World or something, and I know it was, like, 15
correct,
minutes.
Sir.
Yeah, but...
Those episodes are not on the DVD set. So yeah, it is false advertising. You should see.
Yeah, I was kind of confused by that. But then again, the third season also had really bad art. Like, you know, Simon just looked terrible in the third season. I only watched about 15 minutes and I got distracted, so I stopped. But the sets, actually, you know, they got the promo art. They basically did up, like, one set of nice promo art, and they kind of recycled it and mixed it about on the discs and the packaging. So, it's decent except for, like, Mega Man, which they have this, like, really chubby, short, fat stomach thing going on. But otherwise...
One box.
No, not like that. But other than that, you know... Even the other characters look pretty good.
Is there a printable flipbook thing in there?
There wasn't a flipbook thing in there, but I think there's supposed to be a 6-page comic included on one of the discs. The extras are broken up, like, per disc. And you, like... What happens is, it's like, the bios and things like that. Like, on disc one, there was Castlevania. And you could see promo art for Castlevania, the location. You could see some artwork for Simon Belmont and a video bio where it talks about him and it shows a little bit of footage. So they themed it. So, like, I think on disc two is Metroid, and on disc three is, I don't know, something else. And there's also some other extras scattered about. So considering this is a cartoon release for a fairly, you know, obscure cartoon. I mean, it's not obscure, but... You know, it wasn't like...
It's a cult favorite, but...
It's a cult favorite, and it's probably hard to get resources for, so I think Shout Factory did a lot better than a lot of the other companies out there who barely put the episodes on the discs. Don't even bother to make sure they turn out right.
Yeah.
It's like, oh god. But so I only watched that a little bit.
Hats off to Brian Ward.
Animation was better than I remembered, which I was at least for the promo episode, which I was happy with. And that's really it. All right, Seth, it's your turn.
Yay!
He's here.
Oh, of course I'm here. I've been here the entire time.
You said to go last.
I know. Okay. Well, what have I been doing? I've been playing City of Heroes, and that's pretty much all I've been doing. Aside from College Works, playing City of Heroes, and that's Sonic and the Secret Rings. But you know, I can't talk about that now.
No one can talk about Secret Rings. Oh
no, it's a forbidden. It's like
first rule.
A new law.
Forbidden fruits.
I hear there's rings in that game.
Shush! Don't give it all away!
You spoiled it for me!
Just so it sounds like I actually have something to talk about, City of Heroes is having an expansion coming to the test server pretty soon, and it's going to add crafting to the game, which is a mixed bag for a lot of
people. Crafting?
Yeah, crafting.
So
you're
gonna,
build
your own items?
Yeah, as in... You hit
synthesis?
Enemies, they drop stuff, and you use it to build costume pieces or enhancements for your power.
So you become a tank.
I can put flour on my chest.
I'm a warrior.
Superman needs to go out for a bit of knitting.
I'm a warrior, not a variety of flour.
Well, the thing is that comic books have always had inventors. I mean, Iron Man, for instance, etc., etc.
Oh, yeah.
And they said that they're not going to rebalance the game around this stuff. And bosses and arch-villains aren't going to, you know, be the only ones who drop certain fat loots. So, you know, as long as I can just beat up stuff normally and still get stuff to craft with, I'm fine.
Except I thought there wasn't really, like, items much in City of Heroes.
There isn't. All there is, really, is stuff called enhancements, where you put it into your powers and it makes them better. Like, you have 6 slots that you can have in each power, and you get new slots at every level. And you can put, like, say, a damage in your power, or an accuracy in your power, or, like, if it holds somebody, you can put a hold duration in your power, and stuff like that. So basically, you get to make them better, however you want to. Like, you can put 3 accuracies and 3 damage, or whatever. You know, stuff
or
like
you just
that.
Go Hulk out and just put 6 damages in there.
We used to be able to do that, but then they had a whole thing called enhancement diversification, which pretty much said nerf the game. Which was devastating. But, you know, I lived. Aside
City
from
that, Heroes.
Yeah, City Heroes, generally. I know Veej is gonna, kill me for this, too. He's just gonna, on the forums, he's gonna yell, City Heroes! And that'll be it.
Bartman sucks! Oh, me. Sorry. I love
pity
you.
Pity party. All right. First bit. We're talking about the first bit of news now. Sony has been had a lot of happy news lately, although they weren't happy about how it was revealed. First off, the people have been doing some digging, and they found out a rumor apparently posted back early in February is actually panning out. And also patent. A patent has been recently revealed / issued for what is called the PlayStation Home, which is, as the rumor goes, apparently, and I forgot to open it, didn't I? Oh, here we go. Basically, you have a virtual home inside of a town, and your friends can visit that home and check out, you know, talk to you, check out your trophies, which are going to be based on, like, akin to the Xbox Live achievements. You can design the place, you know, Animal Crossing style. You can share movies and music and play simple games there, like cards and stuff. Hmm. Or you guys can go together, I think, to a movie theater of some sort. And they're going to refine, like, so instead of, like, just a basic shop interface, you can actually go into this, I think it'll be optional, but you go into this virtual shop with your character and mess around with things that way. And I think just basically trying to integrate some sort of Animal Crossing copy directly into the PS3.
Huh.
Is this actually an awesome idea, or is this something you think is total ripoff and shameful, or...
I don't know.
It's is it something that both...
I know it's been done before.
Does it intrigue you?
It's a weird concept.
It's not going to make me want a PlayStation 3 any more than I do
me
now.
Neither,
but it is interesting for those who do own a PlayStation 3.
True.
And it's good that they are trying to use their Sony online service.
Yeah. It's not like because Nintendo's done it before that I suddenly don't want the Sony people to be able to do that.
Alright.
I mean, just because somebody made a video game doesn't mean making another video game is horrible and ripping off.
Exactly.
You don't know patent law. You can't have those directional buttons showing. That's a patent.
Animal Crossing patent.
But I don't actually. I think this is one of those slight little nudgings where like, well, that's actually a feature that sounds. It's a ripoff, definitely. It feels like they're copying Mii's and Animal Crossing and achievements all in one go.
Yeah.
But you know, it's one of those little extra touches, and you go, okay, well, that's a good use of, you know, hardware, probably. Nice little packaging, perhaps. But I can't say for sure until we see it.
It's a fun idea, even if it isn't their own.
In a way, Sony, I think, kind of needs this, because both, you know, the Xbox 360 and, to a less extent, the Wii kind of have this, I don't know, this interface that's kind of, oh, what's the word I'm trying to say?
Bit of a community sense.
Yeah, where it's this feeling that...
There's people
I don't know.
You.
I guess, yeah. I have no idea what I'm trying to say.
No.
Where are you
I think I get the gist of it, but, yeah.
Gist.
Gist.
I didn't want to say anything.
It seems like a nice lost. Deal to me. I mean...
Yeah.
I kind of wish the Wii had it. I mean, it'd be nice.
True.
But, most of the stuff is pretty much disconnected from the other software for the Wii, but...
Yeah.
It's also giving you the ability to do different things. I mean, you may not be able to watch movies, but, like, the Everybody Votes channel that was released not too long ago is a nice, cute little diversion. I mean... It's not something I was really looking forward to, and just like the PlayStation Home, it's not something I was looking forward to when I got the Wii. Are you a girl? Yes/no.
No.
You're like cats.
Is that? Does that mean on the inside or the outside?
Well,
but
I gotta
actually,
go change.
He's gonna change his Mii to wear a dress. Do you think this kind of supports the idea? This is probably coming out about fall-ish. They're going to probably announce it at GDC, and we'll get to that in a second. But
yeah.
This is probably going to come out about fall-ish. Do you think this kind of supports the idea that the PlayStation really just... They pushed it out the door, and it was not ready, and they should have gone with the fall release? Or do you think they really should have... They needed that extra jump on the first couple, you know, units?
I still think they should have just sat... I mean, I guess so far... Has there been reports of people having their PlayStation 3 systems breaking down?
Well, there's always that during console launches, no matter what launch.
But how bad was it? Is it as bad as a 360 though? Is what I'm.
I don't
wondering.
Think so.
I haven't heard anything that bad actually.
Well, I heard one time somebody's house lit on fire, but I'm not sure how true that is.
It was a sonic disc.
Disc reader.
I've heard the controllers are kind of flaking out. The Bluetooth isn't handled very well.
Huh. It's too bad, because I thought it was a pretty decent thing, even though it's just a PlayStation controller again, but slightly lighter with this little tilty thing that was kind of thrown in at the last minute.
Do any games even use
interface
that
with
now? Or?
I thought that bat batarang thing was actually pretty cool. Even though people made fun of the way it was shaped, I thought it looked like it would be comfortable.
And you like Sonic.
That's how we invalidate Knight for now. No. I'm joking, man.
I've never played Sonic.
Oh, you... What? Why did you...
I don't know the...
I didn't say
it's Bartman.
Bartman confused me. I blame him.
I don't have 360 or PlayStation
3. Kulak and confusion.
Looking confused, heard himself in confusion. And actually, this is a little bit... There was a bit of an explosion over this. There was, you know, basically the rumor popped up about this. Kotaku, I think it was, posted it, well, asked Sony about it, and Sony said, basically, don't post it, please. And they were like, well, we're not under NDA and things like this. We're just going to go and post this. It's a rumor. And Sony basically... Someone flipped out at Sony, and I'm hearing myself now. Blocked Kotaku out from a lot of the press outings. They canceled their GDC appointments and things like that. Basically blackballed them. They said basically that you won't be able to get any information out of us from other than what you get out of a forum. And then, of course, Kotaku posted the email and people exploded, and now Sony's back off and they're like, oops, no, we've changed our mind. We've agreed to disagree on a couple things, but... So this was apparently... companies don't usually flip out like that unless the rumor is true, so... I have a feeling this was the GDC surprise.
Pretty much what Kotaku said when they posted it. They said, well, Sony flipped out, so that kind of means this is true, guys.
Yeah.
There's a reaction, so there's got to be some truth in it.
They really care this much to blackball us from everything, then we kind of spoiled their little secret.
They of course carefully timed the immersion settlement announcement press release. So apparently the Dual Shake will not have any more problems with calling it that. Not have any more problems with that rumble that was going to cause so many issues with the motion capabilities, I bet.
And of course they announce this like a week after they say that Rumble is a last generation feature.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
But they're going to give it to you anyway because they love you as gamer.
I'm still waiting for my money for the PlayStation 3s I could find in store.
So, not to be negative, Kath, but of course that means people who already bought the controllers are a little bit hosed.
Yeah.
And they haven't technically announced this yet, but I bet it's going to show up sooner rather than later.
I don't know if they're really that hosed. I mean, I didn't really feel hosed when Rumble was put on the PlayStation 1, you know?
I did, because I bought the dual analog. Which they released in America for like a couple months, because they couldn't get the dual shock over here because of legal issues, probably. So, I got something I could, like, all the games expected I got Rumble 2 with it and tried to integrate, and I was like, I don't. You know, I was like, Ape Escape and things like that.
Well, now, I don't even care anymore. I mean, I just play games with... I usually just use like a wireless controller that doesn't have any rumble features to it, and I just play it like that. And I pretty much get the same thrill. Rumble's died out for me. It is last generation. I agree with Sony and everything they just said.
Oh, but I love the example they cited in the thing. They specifically made this thing about how you can feel the hum of the lightsaber as it kicks on and the beam go up and down and it's smacking against the enemies. Totally ripping on the whole, you know, basically everyone saying, you know, we should have a lightsaber game.
You know
those dual-pronged lightsabers that you're always wielding, you know?
Yeah.
Alright.
Good for Sony,
indeed. Yeah. It's actually positive news. It's good. They've listened to gamers, and they're going to pony up finally and pay some cash instead of just saying... You know, well, yes,
have
not
some internet for uncontrolled environments. Yeah.
It's gonna make the racing fans happy too.
Oh yeah.
Nintendo is actually a little bit hosed at the second too. It's not quite clear how much this extends. But as far as I understand it, the Japanese government apparently owns something like 7.1 or 17.1 or something like that percent stock. Probably 7.1% stock in Nintendo, and they've decided to sell it right now. And while it's being sold, there is a stock rule that basically says you have to go through a quiet period. Executives can't hype up their company to, you know, for future things, because it's to avoid all the pump and dump schemes of, you know, there was even a movie about it, there's Boiler Room, which is basically, you know, all these stock traders, you know, hyping up these companies and then dumping them off all the stocks and the companies tank and then, you know, things move on. You know how Nintendo is an unreliable company. So, it's only been around for a couple of years now. But so that basically means they've got a sort of gag order. They, as far as it's understood, they can't basically promote anything they haven't already announced and isn't already existing, like, in the market and has happened. So, like, they can go there and talk about previous Zelda games, but they can't, as far as it's understood, they can't go to GDC and say, here's Twilight Princess 2, it's going to have this, it's going to be awesome. They can't do that. They can't talk about upcoming features for the Wii, which haven't been announced yet.
To be fair, it's Nintendo, and they probably wouldn't do that anyway, because they like to be secretive.
Well, they said there's something coming up, though, and I think they can't even, like, talk about things like Super Paper Mario, which is, you know...
What about Brawl? Is this stopping us from getting Brawl info?
No, I don't think so. I think that's still too far off.
Well...
Oh, good. Well,
the thing is also, this only might last a little
bit. They've already revealed that they got Animal Crossing coming up, and all these other games for the Wii... Kirby and DK Bongo Blast have resurfaced. They can just go, hey, look at this!
They can, but it might be an issue. They might not be able to hype something that's not already released. But, you know, this might only last a little while. It might just be right after GDC they can go, you know, here's Wii Day, here's everything I hear. But the fact of the matter is they're probably going to have troubles, you know, promoting anything at GDC. Perrin will be ahead of her most Jedi in her interviews. Because it's always fun to read one of her interviews where she talks about nothing.
Or that she gets her facts wrong. And...
it's region free, after all.
Yeah.
Actually, I wonder if she would. And what if she got that wrong, or if I wonder if things were kind of changed very quickly in regard to that. Because maybe that was something that wasn't decided. Because they've been kind of bad lately about it. You know, just not.
I think somebody's not telling her the facts straight. Or something like that. It has to be... I don't even know anymore.
Reggie was setting
up. She's always doing that. So, we can't really trust her anymore. But you know what? She still works there. She still gets the checks. And it's not like she cares. Yeah, we're still innovational. We haven't changed a bit, as far as I know.
We're setting a new paradigm.
We got Mario, yeah. What does Sony have?
No, you gotta say right. You gotta say Mario.
What is Mario?
Oh, man.
I cringe whenever I hear someone in the industry say that.
And she says it like that?
I don't remember. Someone does.
Mario.
Actually, I think Reggie might have said something like that sometimes. There's something like that in Nintendo.
He also wears a wrist strap on the Wii remote wrong, I heard. I saw.
Yeah.
Sacrilege.
Like, good way to promote your product. I can't even wear it, right? Yeah. It's so complicated.
I can't
you put
play
the strap around the wrist, and then you tighten it.
Well, which side of the strap do you slide it through?
How do I strap wrist?
So Nintendo's a little host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now is that only? Oh, yeah, that's for all of them, or just?
It's only for Nintendo.
I know. But
it's only probably for regions. A little while.
Unannounced titles for Nintendo.
Yeah, I think so. It's pretty much all regions, because Nintendo is the company.
Yeah, Nintendo based in Japan, so...
And how long does that take, anyway, usually?
People keep thinking it might be... There's a stock meeting set in, like, March that people think might be the dumping point for all the news that was going to go for GDC, so... But so basically, Sony gets the show to themselves, because Microsoft doesn't have a keynote, except... Sony's surprises have apparently all been ruined. Because apparently Phil Harrison's keynotes details were actually posted too. Like all the demos and things like that they're going to talk about and show off and release. So.
What great security they have.
Yeah. It's video games. Nothing. There's so many leaks. And the 360 was just one giant leak from start to finish.
Yeah.
It wasn't even supposed to be released yet. It just leaked onto the market as it is.
That would explain the shipment problems. Alright, you guys want to take a break?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, well, before then, let's talk about the Dilbert movie, maybe. Can we?
Oh, yeah, that.
If you really want to.
Well, I don't know. I guess that's pretty much what people think about. Basically... the director of the current Harry Potter films has gotten the rights to do a live-action Dilbert movie. It's going to be published, produced by the WB. And I can't remember the date it's supposed to come out, but...
Wasn't he just considering it, or is it actually set for a date?
Well, when a company is set on producing it, it sounds like they're pretty much set. They just need a date and a script, and they're all good.
As I think Blaze said it, you know, if we have Drew Carey in there, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
He'd fit the mold, but he ruined Who's Line USA for me, so I don't really want to see him again.
Dilbert comic strip has been licensed by director, producer, screenwriter Christopher Columbus for the production of the live-action movie. No further information on dates or potential casting has been released at this time. Oh. As said by Toon Zone. But...
let's discuss this.
Yeah.
Well...
I mean, the Dilbert TV show was okay.
I never watched it.
It had a fetish for showing off people's asses. It really did. There was once per episode, some guy's ass was going to be shown off on that show.
Hmm. Well, I'm kind of glad I missed it.
Yeah.
And I thought it was kind of weird that their mouse actually moved, which is probably a bit odd.
I can, if you.
Of course, that's the thing. When the characters talk, they have to move their lips.
What about Dilbert? They're going to just tape over his face?
That would be great.
No, the guy needs to be wearing a Dilbert mask.
Doesn't his tie usually move when he talks or something?
No, it just sticks up. That's the other thing. How are they going to get his hair right? That's going to be so weird. Or they're not.
Yeah.
It's going to have the most awful wig ever, probably.
It's going to be bleached. The same color, peach color as his skin.
I just have horrible visions in my head now.
And there's going to be CG animated dog bird, I bet. Oh, God.
Crap, he knew.
You can hear the disappointment in people's voice. Well, it's like, what, are they going to have a puppet?
Don't look now, but here comes Ratbert for a quick cameo.
Hello, the evil villain
is Catbert.
And
Ratbert
Bob the Dinosaur
there for
was
fart
it?
Jokes. Ratbert, in the previews for the movie, would... do a big, big burp. That way all the little kids can go,
hee 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 hee.
This is office comedy at its best. This is better than Office Space.
Yeah, I believe you have my statement.
So, an hour and a half of frustration at the pointy-haired boss. I can't wait.
We're dancing in front of our microphones for Sonic Talk.
We will, right after the musical break. So, I hope you guys enjoy the music. Take a listen. And we're back. Hey, how's it going?
That was a great song.
I loved it.
Me too. I think it was the best song in the world. Although I'm not quite sure what it was.
You'll find out later.
It's the greatest song that we've never heard.
Okay, guys.
It's a scam. It's a scam. You see, he's trying to get more listeners by scamming the cast into listening to it because we don't know what the song was. Rise up!
First rule of the song is you don't talk about the song. All right. Secret Rings. Hello. Talk about the new Sonic game that's out that we're all geeking out about, please.
I'm looking at the manual. It's a secret.
Okay. We're going to talk about this. It's awesome. Okay. We're done.
That's it. That's all there is to say. It's beautiful. It's fast. It's Sonic. Yay.
It was at a great value to me. $0.
You actually got it for free?
Yeah. How? I won the Best in Sage contest last Sage.
Oh.
How? Well,
you actually had a fan game.
No.
You didn't just have a screenshot.
You can probably guess what it is, so I'm not going to waste time for the cast about that.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, that.
Anyway, it's actually, it's kind of, the movement system is completely different pretty much from anything in the previous Sonic. Maybe like Sonic R, you could say, maybe. And maybe like a 3D Blast special stage.
But Sonic R, you actually had to press forward, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't there like an acceleration button too, like a normal race car?
Yes.
It's been a while since I played Sonic R.
It was actually supposed to originally be a racing game, like actually with cars before it came a Sonic game, as far as I've read.
I should know how it plays, because I own it 3 times. Wait, 4 times.
You just rebuy every game you've ever bought, that's all.
Shut up.
How does Ocarina have time?
How'd you think I had to get this for free, man? I keep buying Sonic Car.
Movement system, yeah. Well, those who have played it, I know a couple, you know, Agehog wanted to play it, but unfortunately the shops around him suck. And they suck really badly. But for those who have played it, you know, how do you feel about how you start off in the beginning, you know, versus getting the upgrade and that sort of thing?
It's obviously really slow. I mean, you have to... It teaches you how to do the control movements, even though it tries to tell you how to do it during gameplay, even though it tells you, like, the last minute. Like, the lava's rising, Sonic. Look out. Ow! God! Ah! I'm dead!
Lava? There's reactive.
Like, it tells you what you're supposed to do, but it's way too late during the regular game. So it tries to tell you how to do everything during the tutorial mode, and it's kind of disorienting.
I don't know, actually, I found the tutorial mode very helpful.
Well, I couldn't get a couple of the moves right. That one, like, back jump or something like that.
Well, yeah. One of the things is some people made the mistake early on, is you gotta, even though it's just, you know, use the back jump in this thing, you have to make sure you've actually assigned the back jump thing on.
Yeah, you have
because it's not on by default.
Yeah, you have
since
to
you have to
that,
equip.
That killed me the first time. It's like, why won't he do it? Oh, I have to equip it first.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell if I equipped it at first because I just sat there for about 30 minutes in the equip screen trying to figure out, is it on or is it off? I can't tell.
Yeah, the equip screen's a little bit messy.
It is a little bit messy, but after about like a minute of playing with it, I got it pretty good.
You figure out how it works.
Yeah, the problem is so when you get near the end. And I'm not spoiling, it's just it gets full and it gets a little bit confusing because the naming system leaves something to be desired for some of them that are just like upgrades versus another thing, and you can't have both at once, so it turns another one off, but you're not always sure, so
but I haven't got that far yet, but
it works. It's not as bad as I'm making it sound. It's just, but you even have to, like, you have to equip upgrades to, you know, not only just speed and stuff like that, which I think you're a little bit crippled to start with. You know, don't you guys think so?
But that's actually kind of what makes it fun. Like, in the beginning, you think, he's kind of slow, isn't he? But then you start getting the first upgrades, like the one where you just slam the Wii Remote forward and during the countdown before you begin, and he goes fast. You know, stuff like that, suddenly the game becomes, whoa, it actually is fast.
I hate stuff like that in game. It's just artificial, you know, forcefully trying to make the game have some replay value by forcing you to buy moves that actually helps you out during the game when you should have had it in the first place. I mean, speed up.
Some of this stuff, though, I will give them credit. It's stuff, you know, early on, I agree with you, but later on, some of the stuff gets kind of like esoteric, like, you know, it's awesome, but you wouldn't have expected it to be in the game.
Why does Sonic's homing ability suck? Oh! I have to go use it through my experience point system. Good.
Actually, I found his homing ability to be pretty good without any upgrades. Like, I've heard people talk about how short it is, but I just jump and something all the way in the back, I get a little red target.
Yeah, I don't have that problem either.
Well, the problem is, well, thing is also, later on in the game, this might be confusing for some, because you can actually upgrade the range of the homing attack. That's one of those things that gets upgraded. So you might not even notice, and then if you probably turn it off, you'll be like, oh my god, I can't hit anything.
What I really like about Secret Rings is the story of it, surprisingly enough, because the story is so simple, and the way it's presented, it's not presented in in-game cutscenes or, you know, or CG. It's all in a 2D storybook kind of way.
There's a little bit of F&B, but a little bit.
Not much.
Some of it looks nice. I mean, like in one of the cutscenes through one of the levels, it's interacting. Like, Sonic is interacting with another character, but he's, like, angry at him. And so is the other guy. Who is it? I don't know. Play the game. And the little pictures of each other fight against each other.
It's lots of sliding around the art and things like that, moving it up and down, but it works a lot better than you think it would.
My only beef is that a lot of other Wii outings, like Elebits and stuff like that, use the same kind of method for storytelling, so it feels kind of broken. I mean, not broken, but just disorienting with what we've been growing up with, all these awesome movie stuff, and in-game cinematic stuff. I was like, why isn't it here?
Well, it's still though. It's different, but it's not interesting that Sonic, when you look at him in a lot of the art that's drawn for like the cinemas, he looks really classic styled in that. You've noticed
that?
He does,
yes, he does. Mm.
They really drew him like he used to. Like,
not only that, but you know, he also has that classic attitude that he used to. I mean, in the very beginning, this genie comes to him and tells him that the world is in danger, and that she can grant any wish, including a wish to go into the book to help save the world. The Book of Arabian Nights. And then Sonic sneezes a few times and asks for a handkerchief, and then goes on a rant about he had a cold last week.
Yeah, there was a big dust cloud, and so he starts sneezing up a bit.
Okay.
And
it's funnier in the game, of course.
Yeah. Should have been an attack in the game. Achoo! Sorry.
We're saying it like this, and it's not that great, but it's just his non-caring attitude at that point in the game where the genie's like, I cannot believe this is happening. It's beautiful.
It's great. She's a couple of times taken aback at Sonic, and it actually is nice because, you know, in like 2K6 and that I've cited this before, Sonic anymore has gotten to the point where like he will always respond that one predictable hero way, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe Eggman is going to try to take over the building. I have to stop him. And so, but in, you know,
narrator.
In this game, you know, Sonic's just a little bit more laid back. He's a little bit more, you know, he's still going to do the right thing. He's just kind of maybe, you know, mess around a little bit beforehand. You know, doesn't always do things, you know, the generic hero way. Well, he's a hero, but as it's been well cited,
problem.
The way he saves King Shyara is just unexpected, and it's just funny. Because it's not quite something you'd expect. You expect something much, you know, tamer, friendlier, and It's
more heroic
cool.
And
cinematic.
More dignified, but you know.
Oh, and it's cinematic, all right. But it's just unexpected for the. It's unexpected for the kind hero Sonic we've grown to love since Heroes in 2K6.
Hey guys, let's stop him with the real superpower of teamwork.
Ah! Oh, don't start again, please don't.
It was quoted during the break. Oh, I had to quote it again. Yeah, it's definitely though it's a good attitude for him.
What do you guys think of the new character? I can't even pronounce her name.
Shara.
Yeah,
she's a throwaway for this game. There's no question.
Yeah,
she's not going to pop up again unless
she's barely.
But is she better than Elise?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, she gets an argument. Well, not arguments, but she definitely doesn't always quite click with Sonic. You know. So.
It's another human character.
No, actually, she's a genie. So
human of the ring.
Yeah, she's a genie of the ring.
Ooh.
I don't think they get enough screen time. I mean, Shara is pretty much talking pretty much the entire time in the game, telling you what to do, except when they've decided not to record dialogue for certain things.
No, that's only early on. They shut up quite a bit. I mean, when you're playing the first adventure stage in, like, a world, you know, the first mission, when you're just first exploring, that you get a lot of the chatter, but later on, it's pretty much dead silent, except for what Sonic's, you know, yelping out. Like, yeah, hey,
jump, okay.
Speed break.
Yeah, I still think they just ran out of disk room to put more insane babble, or they just, it was way at the last minute for them to even think about that. I don't know, it just feels a little bit disorienting to me about the dialogue sometimes.
Bartman likes getting disoriented.
He is very disoriented. I will say, it's kind of a little bit of a shame, because the 4Kids actor, he's never been that great at Sonic, but this was probably one of his better performances, especially in spoiler territory we won't talk about, but it made him happy, I know that. But he was starting to get a little bit better, and this is probably the last game he's going to be working on as Sonic, so we're going to get a new voice, and we're going to have the same problem again.
I've never even heard the English track for the game. I've just turned on the Japanese, and that's where I went.
It's actually not
for the first time in a while. I guess Sonic 2K6 does it too, but after Sonic Heroes and Shadow the Hedgehog, they apparently let you pick Japanese audio again.
Well, you can in Shadow and Heroes and all that stuff. It's just a pain in the ass if you want to do it on the
Xbox.
You can't do it on the GameCube, and to do it on the Xbox, you have to change the console's region. On the PS2, you could always pick it. I don't know how it works on the PS3.
I'm sorry, what?
You can't change the dialogue in the 360 version? Or?
You can, but it changes the text, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you won't know necessarily what to do in certain scenes unless you play through once already. Yeah, it's tempting, though, isn't it? Yeah, it's a pain.
What are you saying,
but Les? I've kind of noticed that about voice acting quality. I was just the other day watching some of the Sonic Riders cutscenes, and man, some of the voice work in that is really cringeworthy compared to even stuff in like Sonic 2K6.
Yeah.
They've really kind of settled into the roles since then.
Yeah, so it's a shame that basically they won't be able to do it anymore because they're not, you know, 4Kids isn't going to be doing any more Sonic games, apparently. I will say,
this is the last one.
Yeah. Sonic is very, very, gets good. He's not always good, but he's usually very good. There's the other voices, character voices. Shara's alright. I'll say definitely Eraser wasn't quite, like,
Eraser,
I guess he'd,
horrible.
He must have not known what was going on during some of the scenes, because sometimes there's just, like, everyone else is kind of hitting their mark right, and he's kind of like, blah, 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 and you're like, why were you just so off there?
That's why I turned on the Japanese.
Well, it's not terrible, though, otherwise. And that's kind of a shock, and there's only a couple characters talking this time, so you don't have to worry about, you know, Amy Rose is here, shouting in your head. Wah! Oh, Sonic, my scratchy voice is going to cut through your brain. Unless you play multiplayer mode.
Yeah.
Who's messed with multiplayer mode? I have.
I opened it. That's as far as I went.
I am disappointed you cannot play as Kitty or Silver or
Shadow
or
Cream.
I'm sorry, I'm giving away all of it, but it's not like
it was
in all the previews and everything, so it's not that big of a show.
You see their silhouettes anyway.
Yeah, it's pretty friggin' obvious, except
and
the fact
it's Blaze. Blaze is still the best of the new characters, in my opinion.
Yeah, but do you know how hard it is to unlock Blaze? You have to get I think you have to get like 120. You get basically the metal, silver, and gold, and all that stuff unlock like stuff in the book, the special book, which is the movies and the artwork and things like that, and the rankings. The fire souls in the game, which are those little pick-upable things you get in some of the levels, those are the ones that unlock multiplayer stuff. They unlock extra mini-games, they unlock the characters, and to get Blaze, you have to get 120-some freaking fire souls. She is the last one to unlock.
Well, they knew she was good, so they made
it hard
to get.
I got a few of them, but I don't think all the levels have them or something. They're either well hidden or just out of the way too much.
I've seen a lot of levels have them. I don't think I've seen a level without them yet, but I'm not that far to the
game. I think for like controls for some of the mini games, okay.
Did you know that you can actually plug in the GameCube controller and play some of the mini games that way?
Really?
They all have alternate GameCube controls. If you plug one in, it apparently shows an instruction thing on the screen specifically for it.
Does it even say it in the manual? I mean, there are secret tips inside clearly labeled on the manual, and it's not there.
That was pretty bad. Yeah, apparently, I didn't remember ever seeing that in the manual, but that's as far as I've heard, apparently, so.
Yeah. Bartman's firing it up right now. Hang on, folks.
Okay, in the meantime, while Bartman's firing up, I'll talk about the minigames I thought a little bit, but I just. Yeah, definitely the remote tracking seems a little flaky in the minigames. I don't know. It's but they came up with some good concepts, and like stuff like Sonic Golf was like actually kind of fun. It was kind of a simplified version of putting. But
the simplified version of putting?
Well, you basically hit bait. It's like Wii Golf, except it's not quite as technical. It's more about basically putting things based on power to get around.
It's a simplified version of something simple.
Well, there's ramps and water hazards in the way. And you're kind of you're speed putting as well, so.
Speed putting.
It's Sonic, so it's got to be speed.
Yes, it's extreme.
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 Yeah, but some of the mini games, I swear, the remote would just flake out. Like that one where you're trying to tilt the light with the mirror, the mirrors, and you're holding up the Wiimote and you're tilting it that way. Just it has troubles for me. I don't know. What are your experiences with it?
Why is this so stupid?
I don't have any experiences with it. I think other than you, nobody has played multiplayer yet.
Well, I thought Bartman had, I guess, but he's distracted.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. It's not working. Keep talking.
Okay. Backing up in the game sucked a little bit. I think it's the same kind of almost flakiness. It's like, doing the normal stuff in Secret Rings is good, but when you try to back up, even like now, when I've gotten a lot of practice with the game, sometimes I have trouble just making him walk backwards a little bit.
A question for you, Kulak.
Yes?
Is there ever a time where you absolutely must back up?
Well, yeah, there's a couple... Not... Yeah. Yeah, you have to sometimes, because it's just because... You just get to certain... You know, if you walk too far, you kind of get, you know, you're against the wall. You have to back up and go hit an enemy or something to block
okay,
the...
But there's no, like, courses or anything that are nothing but let's back up.
Well, there's some of the training courses.
Yeah, the training course. I've gotten to that already. But other than that...
No, there's no missions I remember. I think there was... And in fact, I checked in a couple missions. There's, like, one or two where you get a bonus for doing it. Like, there is one where you can get a fire soul by doing that, but it's kind of, it's given away, kind of. You see it, you know, briefly, and you kind of go, well, what if I, and then you tilt back and it backs up and he grabs it. And you're like, yeah, that's good. But I don't remember anything ever requiring me to specifically back up unless I just, you know, ran too far and smacked in a wall, and I was like, crap, I have to go hit that thing.
All right, that's
get
good.
A spring. Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, there's one thing that bugs me about the game is, you know, basically the backing up thing. It seems like the game can be set up pretty easily to let you turn around, and I kind of wonder why they don't let you do that with the A button. Like, literally just tap it, and Sonic turns around. Cause,
that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, most levels are set up, like, where you can turn around. Like, not, like, intentionally, but you can always back up, almost always back up. And it's, you know, you often run back and forth in different directions in levels sometimes, so... It's just kind of weird how they didn't let that in. I will say this game is very unglitchy, though. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I haven't run into any glitches at all. All my deaths have been fair.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Except for backing up. Personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You not have any luck, Bartman? It's working?
I think so. Yep. I can use the GameCube player controller for player 2.
And it shows the like extra information in the minigames?
I don't know about that part, but I can still move my cursor with the GameCube controller.
Confirmed on Movecast. Woohoo!
Ooh.
Yay, we're important.
World secret. Now reveal. Take that, people. Take that, Neo Gaff.
They're gonna come after us.
They're going to crush
Take that,
us.
Sega, with your secret tips that are clearly not inside.
Yeah, manual's lacking. As opposed to 2K6, where it mentioned things not even in the game.
They overcompensated for 2K6.
Hit it home run. Let's see this.
And yeah, see if you can get like extra info, like
Oh, here we go. Hold the A button down and then release to swing. Oh, that's crazy talk. What?
Detailed.
Why can't I do it for player one? Oh, well. Probably because he's player one. Unless I
all right.
Unsync it.
Incitement.
We'll
okay. Anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Confirmed. Anything else anyone wants to say on Secret Rings for now that's not spoilery?
I'm trying to think. Quick.
There are rings in it.
Yeah.
Shut up! I'm going to give it away! I'm secret!
Sonic's in the game!
He grabs them. We'll have one of those, please.
What? I still find it... Well, I think grinding is another thing that I'm having trouble with. Because
you can grind in there as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not so bad.
There's certain areas where I want to try to leap from rail to rail, and he won't do that. He'll leap into the wrong direction like an idiot, or not do it at all.
Well, I think you get the hang of it, you know, getting the right direction, but... Yeah, I will notice sometimes he just goes flying off on the left, and I'm like, I just wanted you to go over there a little bit.
I tilt right, and he goes left. I don't know why.
Because you've got the Wiimote upside down, that's why.
What is this cheek chicanery?
Okay.
Well, I guess that's it. I'm just baffled by this GameCube controller ability. This
unmarked secret trick.
Yeah, what happened?
They probably didn't want to promote it. They probably thought, you know, this is just a backup thing for the people who just want to play mini games.
Hey, personally, I'm happy because that means that there might be a possibility that we'd be able to play Brawl with a GameCube controller. Because Lord knows I'm not playing Brawl
in the first place.
Go ahead.
Wasn't the whole thing that when they announced the game, you played it on the GameCube controller?
Yes.
Well, you can play it on the classic controller, but...
Yeah, I thought the whole thing was that they were saying we're going to use a classic controller.
Sakurai, or whatever his name is, said, don't throw away your GameCube controllers yet, because Brawl is going to use it.
I bet you, though, he probably relents on that, because I don't see why it couldn't be made with the Wii controller. There's so many different ways to do it. Especially with the nunchuck. Once you throw the nunchuck in the equation, you pretty much got the entire...
I am not playing my Smash Brothers with motion sensors.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's really going to be...
I'm going to tap the B button to grab, and then lob the controller in the direction I want to toss him in.
And smack the person beside you there.
Real smashing.
We're getting Brawl, because Brawl's going to introduce more stages and more characters, and that's about it. That's what Brawl's going to be.
Yeah.
Brawl made me want to get the Kid Icarus game, because he looked so awesome in it.
Yeah. Now I'm like...
Yeah, that's definitely... If they aren't already, they need to be working on a game with that design in it, because that's just awesome. Like a full game.
Try something real quick. Plug it back into PS1. Go.
What happens if you plug in the classic controller?
Yeah, why didn't I think about that?
I don't know.
We should have tried this out beforehand.
You should have told me beforehand.
People are just going to be fast-forwarding now, and they're going to be... They said it was going to be short. They promised.
We're sorry, Paul.
Hey, we didn't promise anything.
Yeah, well...
I said
something. You said we're going to try. You didn't say we promised. Or if you did say we promised, then you're a bad Moogle.
I'm a bad, bad Moogle.
Go to your room.
I can do it for player one.
I want to go to my cavern anyway.
Oh.
Does he use classic controller?
No, I can use the GameCube controller for player one. Oh. I just turned the remote off. Make sure the remote is off, and then it'll work. And ignore the fact that it says 2 instead of A.
Yeah, you can also press A to get past those screens in the minigame doing those too. Like, on the actual Wii controller, too. It's...
Wow, the D-pad works, too. I'm sorry, Cole.
He's so mystified and amazed.
A whole new level to the game has opened up to him. So yeah, if you think the minigame stuff is kind of flaky, you know, with the Wii remote sensitivity,
you can
just go ahead and use the GameCube controllers. And I've heard it's not quite as satisfying, but it's still kind of fun.
It's a little easier for some of them, I'm sure.
Like,
especially for playing, the violin one. I gotta try that.
Playing Jungle Beat on a GameCube controller.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I decided to try that out, what was it, a couple weeks ago. It was just awful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
It was?
Well,
you gotta rotate the control stick.
Black hole glitch?
Yeah.
We did that, me and my friend did that, with the Mario DDR pad.
Yeah.
We didn't have a third controller, so we had to plug in the Mario DDR pad, and we did the black hole glitch for the first time with that. We felt so accomplished. Not because we did the black hole glitch.
I'm probably easier to do with the black hole glitch with that, because that way you can control a third controller with just two people. Have one dancing and the other one.
That's exactly why we had to do it that way.
That's a great image.
Also, Usarimon tried to play Smash Brothers with it too, and he somehow won a match.
Did he put it on like a single button?
Yeah, I don't even remember. I think it was on adventure mode or classic mode, whatever.
You can't, because you can't move.
That's true, because the dance mat.
To kill themselves, I guess. I don't know.
The dance mat just emulates the four.
The
D-pad.
The four button pad. Yeah, the D-pad, and the D-pad's just used for taunting, right? I mean.
Yep.
You could taunt someone to death with Luigi.
Yeah,
true. But still, how would you move the controller to choose Luigi in the first place?
How would you beat Master Hand?
You'd have to be extremely hardcore to do that.
Mission in life.
I think we've just gone into like a little bit of a corner now. Did you try the classic controller, Bartman?
I'm doing it now.
I think we should have cut off a long time.
Yeah, a long time ago, actually, yes.
Yes, very long.
We're beyond the tangent. We're in deep space now.
We're just in a ramble land. Everyone's
we're about to hit a black hole. And we're about to be sucked into another dimension.
A dimension of sight and sound.
The zipper is stuck. Yes. I can't get the controller out.
And you got...
And now we have Adventures with Bartman and his stuck controller. Drama at its finest.
First we got bees, now we got this.
Go on without me.
It's okay, Bartman. We'll understand your sacrifice. You'll live on in our memories.
We're not working. We have to reset.
His ship's about to crash into the planet.
It is.
Watch out, you're gonna crash.
It's working?
I don't know. Let's just end it. Let the people find out for themselves.
A mystery for the cast?
A mystery.
Yes.
But we're so close.
It's so far away.
Any input at all.
Okay, well, Ashuka's, you know, probably running into space anyway, so let's cut it off.
Dude,
yeah.
Thank you for deleting things for us. We appreciate it immensely.
Yeah, Ashuka rocks.
Ashuka does rock.
He is awesome.
Yeah, one day he'll cast with us. One
yes.
Day.
One day.
One day. One fine day.
Well, okay.
The day we're off the air.
Wait a minute, folks.
The next time that night isn't
never
here.
Mind.
Which is probably next
time.
Yeah,
it's again.
Stupid thing. Can I try it again?
What? You're still trying?
It's not working, folks.
Aww.
Disappointing. Classic controller input at all.
What a downer.
Oh, no.
It's sad mystery overcome our souls.
It's Metal Slug all over again.
Cry.
I am cry.
Metal Slug.
Sadness and misery.
You're breaking my heart.
Emo, cut down the road.
You're shattering my soul.
The end.
You sounded like a pathetic little Tails there.
Hey, Sonic, you're shattering my soul.
No, that's going to be Shadow's sidekick. Some kind of
emo fox.
Or some kind of lemur or something.
A lemur.
He's got a knife.
It's beautiful.
You got the rings around the eyes.
Shadow's sidekick. A
no
lemur
to lemur.
Me. Who the hell said that?
The emo fox one?
No, the lemur. Who the hell said lemur?
I said it. Hedgehog, I said it.
You're beautiful, man. I want to hump you.
Oh,
God.
Yeah, I think it's time to go.
Bye.
Yes.
Bye, folks.
Folks.
I'll settle a weird hug.
Thanks for listening.
Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.
Later,
yeah,
Cavernous,
okay, bye.
And our faithful two listeners. We love you.
VJ. Both of you.
VJ and who else listens? I forget.
Us. Okay. See, no one else at this point.
I'm afraid we lost what
my girlfriend does. She counts. I swear.
Girlfriends don't count.
Oh.
You can cut out the part with H trying to fix his mic.
Well, I thought we kind of left that, though, kind of wild, though.
We started talking about bees and wasps.
Okay, fine, so we can keep that. We can go off on tangents. I mean, Squiggles will hate us for it, but you know, whatever.
He'll be angry.
Well.
He's got an angry little child. You shake him, and he's got that little squiggle over his head. You give him a trumpet, and it's all good.